It's a positive if she turns you down. Wait, what? It's another great and free segment courtesy of the Doc Love Club at DocLoveClub.com.
Welcome to the Dating Women Radio Show, featuring the coaching of Doc Love, the man that changed the lives of thousands around the world in his lifetime. His legacy continues weekly on this show. Here is your host, Jeff Stevens.
Doc said there's a situation, a very specific situation, where it's fine if she turns you down when you ask for the phone number. In fact, you want her to turn you down here. You'll find out about that in just a second. Plus, Doc gives you some tips on dressing your sharpest to impress in this segment. And don't forget, DocLove.com has a free 7-day dating course for you. No spam, just 7 solid days of great dating advice taken directly from the dating dictionary / system. Delivered to your email. Go to DocLove.com/course. That's DocLove.com/course. By the way, do you want a 10% discount on Doc's materials? Go to DocLove.com/DatingWomenWeeklyRadio and you'll get immediate downloads of the book in written and audio form for one great price. DocLove.com/DatingWomenWeeklyRadio. All right, here's where it's okay if she turns you down.
All right, toll free number. That's right. You can talk to the guy that's interviewed over 10,000 women in a 40-plus your career, asking them why they've chosen to stay with one man versus another. He's going to impart that coaching right to you. 866-977-2346. Press 1, and Bill did just that from Florida. Hey, Bill, welcome. What's your question?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good, Bill. How are you, man?
Good. My question is about the online dating. Do you recommend asking for her number?
You can... But I really want her to turn you down due to security reasons. It sounds contradictory, right? Because I don't want her to give her number out to a stranger. Security again. I wouldn't want my younger sister doing that. But I want you to ask. She says, well, I feel more comfortable giving it to you at the end of our date. That's what I want to hear out of her.
Okay. So
but I'd ask her anyway. I said, what's your number? Anyway? She said, well, I'd feel better. I said, well, here, let me give you the number of the Starbucks. Here's the phone number, 777-4855. And it's on 13th in Arizona. And I'll see you there Thursday at 6 o'clock. And I listen. And she says, okay. I said, you want me to repeat that number? You got the address and everything? Okay, I'll see you then. Then get there 15 minutes early, get the right table, right chairs, and sit down and get ready and overdress.
Gotcha.
No blue jeans, no flip flops, no shorts, shave and comb your hair. And gotcha. the best way to do it, you watch Person of Interest.
No,
you should watch it. It's on Thursday at 9 o'clock. You should watch it because the star, he always wears a suit, but he doesn't wear a tie with a white shirt, and it really looks good. Nice white shirt.
I'll check it out.
Yeah, check it out. It's the best show on TV anyway. But what you should do is you want to overdress. It's your first meeting. You can't beat that first picture. And when she sees you in a nice navy blue or black suit coat with a white collar up, casual, but you look sharp. You want to look sharp. She might even make a comment about it. You know, most of the guys I meet here, they look like bums. You look real nice. So I said, well, thank you for the compliment. Then you say, thank you, Doc.
I like your style.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. We're fishing here. We're fishing for compliments. What else, Bill?
Just one more. How quickly do you set the date up? Say you get the number and you call them. You call them right away and then set the date up as soon as possible, or do you?
Well,
wait 5 to 9?
Is this off the internet? Yeah, we don't wait 5 to 9 on internet. Forget challenge. We got to get them the Starbucks. We'll work challenge after Starbucks. But I would hit her the next day and go back and forth.
Go
your 2 or 3 emails back and forth, and say, look at let's meet at Starbucks.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anything else,
Bill?
Sir.
That's it.
Thanks, buddy. I appreciate the call.
Doc, for the newer guys, because that's counterintuitive for the guys, but there's
also... Yeah, let them buy the book.
Well,
no, I'm kidding. Go ahead.
There's all sorts of levels to the system now.
Yeah.
With the online dating, you want her to turn you down for the number. What is it behind you want her to turn you down for the number in the online dating space?
Desperate women will give you the number.
Mm-hmm. So it gives you a red flag.
Women with low self-esteem will give you the number.
Yeah, okay.
A woman with high self-esteem... who loved her mom and dad and has a good relationship with them will say, I prefer giving it to you at the end of the date.
So she'll meet you, but she's not going to give it to you until she's been face to face.
Of course not. She's going over the internet with all these wacko guys and girls. Yep. Come on. Of course. Common sense.
That's a little test. A little test then.
A little test. Everything's a test with us. Yep. We're not going out winging it. We're going out testing this girl.
Like they
she's
test
testing us.
Us.
Like they test us.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
they do it all the time. And,
yeah.
Plus. Yeah, the naturals at it.
Remember, if you love this audio, check out hundreds of hours of audio just like it at the Doc Love Club, docloveclub.com. And don't forget about your 10% discount on the system/dating dictionary, doclove.com/datingwomenweeklyradio. Thanks for being here. See you next week.